Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you can please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudiraye nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, so we will be speaking today from the Sad Goswami Ashtakam, the seventh verse of the Sad Goswami Ashtakam. And as we are continuing to describe the glories of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, last time we discussed the glories of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. We could not complete that, so we'll complete the glories of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami this time. So we read from Sri Sad Goswami Ashtakam, which is compiled by Srinivas Acharya, one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya and the Shiksha disciple of Srila Jiva Goswami. Radha Kunda Tate Kalinda Tanaya Tire Chavam Shivate Premon Madhavashadashe Shadashaya Grastau Pramattau Sada Gayantau Chakada Hare Gunavaram Bhavabhibhutau Muda Vande Rupasana Tanau Raghu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopala Kau Vande Rupa Sana Tanau Raghu Yugau Shri Jiva Gopala Kau. This is the seventh verse of Sri Sad Goswami Ashtakam, which was, as we said, written by Srinivas Acharya and glorifies all the six Goswamis, the different attributes and qualities of the six Goswamis. This verse specifically, it means, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were sometimes on the bank of the Radhakunda Lake or the shores of the Yamuna, and sometimes at Vamsivata. There they appeared just like madmen in the full ecstasy of love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms in their bodies, and they were merged in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. We discussed the pastimes and the glories of Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. So today we will continue the discussion on the glories of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and then after that, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Jiva Goswami in subsequent discussions. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinathmine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So last time we discussed how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Sri Rangam during his South India tour, and from there he met Sri Venkata Bhatta, one of the priests of Sri Ranganath deity, and he became very intimate with him and his family. In fact, even today, if we visit Sri Rangam, there is the house of Sri Venkata Bhatta, where Srila Gopala Bhatta was the son of Sri Venkata Bhatta, and Sri Venkata Bhatta, Sri Gopala Bhatta, and their family stayed in that house. That house is still there, and right next to that house, right opposite that house, there is a beautiful temple of Sri Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. This is a very unique temple in the town of Sri Rangam, and there is a deity of Lord Chaitanya who is in the courtyard of that temple facing Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra in the same pose as he would take darshan in Jagannath Puri, in Jagannath Temple, with his hands on the Stambha, Garuda Stambha. That same deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, indicating in the honor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at Venkata Bhatta's house during the 4 months of Chaturmasya and the rainy season. And we discussed last time the discussions that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had with Venkata Bhatta and his family, and how, using logical and scriptural foundation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu convinced Venkata Bhatta that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, superior to Narayan. And Venkata Bhatta had several discussions, and finally he became convinced. He and his two brothers, along with Gopal Bhatta, made a commitment to become Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while convincing Venkata Bhatta, never insulted his dignity or the Sri Sampradaya tradition. But in a very respectful way, he would convey all his arguments. And being attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Young Gopal Bhatta was just about 8 years at that time, 8 years old, and he would serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the whole time he was there. After Chaturmasya ended, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to proceed on his tour of South India, to continue his tour and leave Sri Rangam. When they heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was leaving, Venkata Bhatta, he fainted. He fainted out of separation that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leaving. And young Gopal Bhatta, he cried. Tears of love were flowing from his eyes. He just wanted to associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing the tears in the eyes of Gopal Bhatta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed. He said, "All right, I'll stay for a few more days." Gopal Bhatta was very happy, was very pacified. But in the night, Gopal Bhatta had a dream. It was more like a spiritual vision. He had an intense desire that he wanted to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a renunciant, before he started practicing the severe austerities of a renunciant. He wanted to see Lord Chaitanya as the enjoyer in his pre-sannyasi days. And in his dream, Gopal Bhatta was given the fortune to visualize the entire Navadvipa experience. All the Navadvipa pastimes of the Lord were revealed to Gopal Bhatta in his dream, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi was residing in his house. And by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, he was able to actually enter into these pastimes, these Navadvipa pastimes, as a participant with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful hair flowing like the waves of an ocean. And he was singing and dancing in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur at Srivas Angan. All of these wonderful pastimes were revealed to Gopal Bhatta because of his intense desire and love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this dream or spiritual vision, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also revealed to Gopal Bhatta that he was in fact non-different from the two-handed form of Shyamasundar, the original two-handed form of Krishna, playing on his flute. Lord Chaitanya revealed to Gopal Bhatta Goswami this beautiful truth by appearing in his two-armed Krishna form, and then he transformed himself into his own form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gopal Bhatta was like in a dreamlike state. And in this dreamlike state, in this spiritual vision, he was instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right when he was 8 years old, he predicted, he said, "You will meet two beautiful personalities, Rupa and Sanatana. I have given them my mentality." The words he used were manovritti. Manovritti means my consciousness, my mentality. "I have given Rupa and Sanatana my manovritti in order to publish my teachings. But these teachings will be spread to every town and village by your disciples." And we know this prophecy came true when the three great souls, Sri Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit, and Narottam Das Thakur, both Shiksha disciples of Jiva Goswami, but also disciples of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they spread the teachings of the books of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami and the famous pastime of the first books distribution party, which went but their books were robbed as they were sleeping. As they were sleeping, all three, there were robbers who came and took those books, stole those books from them. This was years later, decades later after the dream and the vision that Lord Chaitanya gave Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And when that happened, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit, they didn't know what to do, where to go and search, or should they go back? Because these were the only copies. There were no printing press in those days. The only thing that was there was everyone, they had to handwrite or copy all of the books with on leaves and scribe them using feathers and other items like that. And then create ink, make the ink, and from the ink then start writing. So it used to take years to copy these beautiful treasure of books, and now they are all gone. The only copies that were there, stolen. How can they go back? They go back to Vrindavan, and people ask them, devotees, Rupa and Sanatan, and all the Jiva Goswami, he asks them, what happened to the books? They were stolen. How can they say they were stolen? And if Jiva Goswami asks, what were you doing when they were stolen? We were sleeping. How can they say that? They had to somehow or other get the books. And then there was a huge pastime which happened, and they were able to retrieve the books by the help of the king, and the king became a devotee, and because of that he converted his entire kingdom into Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So this apparent loss of the books, we won't get into the details of that pastime because we are focusing on the glories of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, but this was the vision that was given. But by your disciples, especially, these teachings will be spread to every town and village. But what we learn from this is that every reversal that we have presents an opportunity, a greater opportunity than what we had actually set out for. The three great souls, they had set out to distribute the books. They probably wanted to just, if they could get a few buyers, they would be happy. A few people would become devotees, they would be happy. But then when the books lost, this was a reversal, which actually led them to a greater opportunity of the entire kingdom becoming Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So when we get reversals in life, we should not get discouraged. We should understand Krishna has a better plan. This is the best that can happen to me. And we should not compare our lives with others, because each of us is on a completely different spiritual journey. Sometimes we feel, oh, this reversal happened to me. What did I do? Look at this person. That person is so dumb. That person is so does so many bad activities. And still, that person is prospering and I'm not. That's comparison. Comparison is just on a very mental plane. Comparison is not real, because you don't know what that other person has gone through. It's like we are coming in the middle of a movie, and then while the movie is going on, we don't know what happened before. We don't know what's going to happen later. We are just seeing one movie clip where the villain is being beaten by the hero, and we feel, oh, poor villain. And this hero is so cruel. How can he beat him like that? And we just judge and misinterpret everything. Similarly, we don't know what the other person has gone through to get the prosperity that he is, apparent prosperity that he is having. And what's going to happen in future to that person, we don't know. We just compare a snippet of our life with a snippet of someone else's life, and just, it's completely unreal. It's on the mental platform. It just gives us heartburn and nothing else. It does not accomplish anything. In fact, we should, if someone is prospering, we should be happy for that person. That is a Vaishnava. Then we get the same mercy as the other person is getting. Then we have the access to the same mercy. So we should never compare. We should never compare. Three C's we should always avoid. And this is what we learn from the lives of these six Goswamis, and especially this book distribution party. Never compare, never complain. There's no point complaining about things. We should be grateful for whatever we have. And never criticize. That's the third C. Complain, criticize, and compare. The six Goswamis never did that. This is all on the mental plane. We don't know the other person. If we have to judge the other person, if we have to, then let's do it in a positive way. Let's associate with their positive qualities, because we are who we associate with. Even if the person is full of faults, if he has one good quality and we associate with that good quality, guess what? That good quality will come into us because we are associating with that. And if that person has one bad quality and all good qualities and we just associate with that bad quality will come in us because we are associating with that bad quality. That person may get rid of that bad quality, but we will be the recipient of that bad quality. That's how qualities transform. That's why we serve the devotees. That's why we serve great souls, so that we can, by service, we inherit their qualities. That's the process by which qualities are transmigrated from one person to other. Because ultimately the source of all those qualities is Krishna. It's not the other person. If Jeff Bezos is the richest person in the world, we should be happy. We should be happy. We should glorify that. We should glorify Krishna. That Krishna has loaned a little bit of his opulence to this person. And we should be happy for that person that he has done some karma because of which Krishna has loaned. But that opulence does not belong to Jeff Bezos. It belongs to Krishna. And we should pay obeisances to that particular aspect of Krishna. In everyone, in everything. Then we can really be happy. Then we can actually follow in the footsteps of the acharyas. Then we can turn reversals into greater opportunities. But if we simply just regret, waste our time regretting over things that we cannot change, it's just valuable human energy wasted. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami had this vision, which was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And suddenly Gopal Bhatta, he woke up and went directly to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was there in his sannyas pastime. And he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to serve him, to tell him excitedly, "What did you just reveal to me?" But at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the following instructions. He said, "For now, you should stay here." Because Gopal Bhatta Goswami wanted to go along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was already leaving, but he stayed back for Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami knew that in a few days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will leave. He wanted to go with him. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You stay here, serve your mother and father, they are devotees, after they have departed this world, then you can come to Vrindavan and join Rupa and Sanatan as I revealed to you in this spiritual vision. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to always engage himself in hearing and chanting, and by saying this, he left Srirangam. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was heartbroken, but he never forgot these personal instructions and the spiritual dream that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed him to enter. Anyways, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he grew and then he accepted his uncle Prabhudananda Saraswati as his spiritual master, as his Diksha Guru. And from Prabhudananda Saraswati, Gopal Bhatta learned poetry and grammar and Sanskrit, Vedanta, and so many different things. But he never forgot Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained the force, the driving force in his life. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was able to defeat all the conclusions, all other theistic conclusions, and establish Gaudiya Vaishnava conclusion in Sri Rangam. There's not much written about Gopal Bhatta Goswami in other places because he insisted. He actually told Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami that I will tell you the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but I have one condition. And that condition is that you will not mention my name in any of your writings. This was the condition that he put so that he'll reveal the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we think about ourselves, sometimes when we write something, we want all the credit. If we have even contributed even a word in writing something, and someone doesn't mention our name, that such and such person did this service, or forgets to mention our name, we become so offended. Oh, my name was not announced. We may not tell others. Sometimes we do express it and tell it to others, but sometimes we just be passive-aggressive, we don't tell others, and we just feel offended in our own hearts that maybe that person doesn't like me. I did this. I'll never help this other person now because they don't recognize how great I am. But here, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was willing to give all credit to Gopal Bhatta Goswami for all the pastimes that he had spoken. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami did not want any credit. He wanted to give all credit to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and all the other devotees and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, because he understood we are just instruments. Nothing happens because of us. We are not the doers. And he practically realized that. Do we want credit or do we want Krishna? When we give up the eagerness to take credit, when every devotee in the community is not worried about who gets the credit, then that community can actually flourish. But if one person has that tendency to eagerness to take the credit, that percolates and across the entire community, and then it just becomes a commotion. But if we understand the higher principle that even if someone gives us the credit, we don't want it. If we have this mentality, then Krishna sees that in our heart and gives us the real mercy. We either can take the credit and be glorified by the whole world, or we can get Krishna's mercy. It's our choice. And then by Krishna's mercy, he may give us the credit. He may choose to arrange to give us the credit. But we don't want it. When someone, if we don't get the credit, we should be happy. But even if someone gives us the credit, what we learn from Gopal Bhatta Goswami is that we should deny that. We should say no. It's not ours, because that is the honest, humble truth. We don't deserve that credit, any credit. It all belongs to Krishna. If we are given the credit, then we humbly accept it and immediately pass on to our guru. And our guru passes on to his guru, and in this way, through the guru parampara, it goes to Krishna. If there is any credit, we pass on to Srila Prabhupada. We never keep it to ourselves. That is what we learn from Gopal Bhatta Goswami here. And so, not many places Gopal Bhatta Goswami's pastimes are mentioned. In fact, if we continuing on that point, if we don't take credit, that is amanina manadena. That give all respect to others and expect none in return. Then we can do kirtaniya sadahari. Trinadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So, in Bhakti Ratnakar, a little bit of it is actually written about Gopal Bhatta Goswami, that with the combined assets that he acquired from Prabhupada Saraswati's vast learning and the inspirational memory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example and his instructions, Gopal Bhatta actually became very well known of his advanced knowledge and his devotion all throughout South India and throughout India. And his reputation started increasing. He did not want that, but people started recognizing that. And at that time, he decided that he was ready. He was ready to fulfill the mandate that was given to him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was ready to go to Vrindavan. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami waited. He served his parents. After his parents left their body, he finally went to Sri Vrindavan Dham, and he was greeted with great love by Rup and Sanatan Goswami. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri when Gopal Bhatta Goswami reached Vrindavan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very curious whether Gopal Bhatta has ever arrived in Vrindavan, because he heard the glories of Gopal Bhatta Goswami in Jagannath Puri. His glories had spread all over. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt, wow, everyone is glorifying Gopal Bhatta. I wonder if Gopal Bhatta Goswami ever reached Vrindavan Dham. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Paramatma in everyone's heart. He understands, he knows. But in his pastime, he inquired, he was curious. And he heard rumors that Gopal Bhatta Goswami is now residing in Vrindavan, but he wanted confirmation. So he sent a letter from his headquarters in Puri, which was Gambhira, basically, and he sent a letter to Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, who were already in Vrindavan. He asked them if Gopal Bhatta had indeed arrived. And in those days, letters used to take months to reach. After several months, a messenger came back to Puri with Sanatan Rupa Goswami's response. They said, yes, he's here. All the residents of Vrindavan, Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Kashishwar Pandit, Krishna Das, and there was Paramananda Puri. They were all in Vrindavan at that time, and they were getting great pleasure from the association of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, because Gopal Bhatta Goswami was telling them about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay in Sri Rangam and his travels all over throughout the south, and everyone was eager to hear the nectar from this beautiful young boy who who had personal association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his younger days. And Rupa and Goswami, and this messenger actually said from Rupa and Sanatana Goswami that we accept Gopal Bhatta Goswami as our own brother. And he has thoroughly adopted the life of renunciation here, and he's serving with all of us your glorious mission. And in that same letter, which the messenger read, Rupa Goswami actually revealed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he had a dream of a beautiful deity called Govindadev. And he had asked Gopal Bhatta Goswami to be the pujari of Sri Govindadev. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami did serve Sri Sri Radha Govinda. He was the priest for them for a long time until he began worshipping his own deity, Sri Radharaman, which we will talk about later. But this temple, the Radharaman Mandir, is now considered one of the most important Gaudiya Vaishnava's temples outside of Bengal. And but at that time, when Rupa and Sanatana Goswami's letter arrived in Puri, the Radharaman deity had not, and the temple had not yet manifested, and so we'll tell about it later. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the letter from Sanatana and Rupa Goswami, he was very happy, and he shared the contents of the letter with the devotees at Puri. There was Nityananda Prabhu there, Advaita Acharya was there, Haridas Thakur was there, Gadadhar Pandit was there. He would, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would read Sri Mad Bhagavatam with Gadadhar Pandit. And he began to elaborate on the good qualities of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying Gopal Bhatta Goswami and told them of his 4-month stay with Gopal Bhatta Goswami's family. And hearing the glories of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, all devotees fell in love with Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and overwhelmed with joy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he dispatched a messenger immediately. He said, along with the letter, he sent a package for Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And this messenger immediately went to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami and gave the message, gave the package, and said, this package is for Gopal Bhatta. And everyone was surprised. This package has come from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Imagine, in FedEx, through FedEx we get a package now, and when we open our mailbox, it says, from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How excited we would be. Multiply that 100 times and over. That was the excitement of the package that they received, Rupa and Sanatan received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it said, this is for Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was moved. He had not met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for several years since his childhood. And now he gets a package from the same personality who he worships and adored and is the central driving force of his life. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was overwhelmed with tears and he opened the package. He could hardly see the contents of the package, but he regained his composure and he saw there was a loincloth, there was a kopin. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given his own personal kopin to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, his loincloth, and other personal articles. There were other items in that package too. The one item was a small black wooden seat, which is about 12 inches in height, and it was 10 inches in width, and it was used by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And that seat is still noticeably still worshipped at Sri Radharaman Temple. If we go to Vrindavan and visit Sri Radharaman temple, we will see this small black wooden seat given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who used to use this seat in Jagannath Puri. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was deeply grateful that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his personal cloth and all this sacred paraphernalia. He worshipped the loincloth. He worshipped the gopin of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that more worshipable, it is said that Lord Shiva actually said about Tadiya. These Tadiya articles are more worshipable than the Lord himself. Because Lord Shiva, he actually said that we should worship Lord Vishnu, but more worshipable than Vishnu or Krishna is all methods of worship. Vishnu worship is the best. And better than that is worshipping Tadiya. Tadiya, Tadiya Naam Samarchanam, which means anything that belongs to Krishna, anything that is connected with Krishna is more worshipable, which means the devotees of the Lord are more worshipable than the Lord himself because they connect us with Krishna. If we worship them, they will immediately connect us to Krishna. And any other articles, just like this loincloth, just like Tulsi Devi, they are Tadiya, they belong to Krishna. So he worshipped the loincloth on his altar. And then Sri Rupa Goswami read the letter that came along with the package that said that were specific instructions for Gopal Bhatta. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gopal Bhatta, do not become dependent upon security or do not adopt a permanent residence. Just spend most of your time assisting Rupa and Sanatan in compiling transcendental literature and thoroughly studying this literature as well. So he was also instructed to keep moving. In this way, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami took these instructions to heart and wrote several books. And we'll discuss about these different books that he wrote and his pastime when he tried to visit Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What were the pastimes that happened? What was the historical evidence regarding Gopal Bhatta Goswami? How he contributed in writing Hari Bhakti Vilas? How did Sri Radha Raman manifest from the Shila, the self-manifested deity of Radha Raman came about from the Damodar Shila? All of these pastimes we will discuss next time. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki jai. Shri Sad Goswami Vrinda ki jai. Any questions or comments we can take now? Hare Krishna, are there any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Danda Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Very, very nectarian class, Prabhuji, and you took us to Vrindavan and all the places. So thank you very much, Prabhuji. And the Radharaman deities, you will speak next time. That's what you said?
Yes, yes. And also how he went to Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of that.
Yeah,
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. So I request all the devotees, if they have any questions or comments, they can go ahead and ask.
All right.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the wonderful class. A lot of information you gave us. I didn't have any question, but I just wanted to say back. Thanks. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. May I know your name, please?
My name is Anil. Prabhuji, I met you in Houston last
week. Oh, yes. You're from Austin.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, this is Komanda Kidasi. Please accept my obeisances on Guru Guru Maharaj Prabhupada. You have explained very nicely, and some of the passages I haven't read or heard before. Thank you very much for the enlightenment. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Well,
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the very wonderful class. Thank you so much. I just wanted to know, like, what must have been the approximate age of Gopal Bhatt Goswami when he went to Vrindavan? Must have been very young.
Yeah, he was young, but it was after his parents left that he came to Vrindavan. So I believe he must be. He appeared in 1503, and then on 1511, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to South India. So that time he was 8 years old. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this. So I'm just making a guess. I don't know the exact age, but he would be in his 20s or something of that sort when he actually came.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in Jagannath Puri for like around 24 years, 18.
Yes, the last till 1534 he was there in Jagannath Puri, and he came to South India 1511, and then after that he went to Puri and he stayed there. Of course he came to Vrindavan once after that, South India Yatra, but he remained in Puri. So 1503, 1534, so he must be, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him letters, so that means he, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, came to Vrindavan before 1534. Gopal Bhatt Goswami appeared in 1503, so before he was 31 years old, at least. So that's what makes me believe that he must be in his 20s when he came to Vrindavan.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. But actually, next time we will hear, he went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in Jagannath Puri, and what happened.
Yes. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
One time one person, I asked any questions. One person said, yes, I had a question, but it's answered. So I thought, wow, my class is so nice that the question is answered even before it is asked. So I said, but still, I'm curious, what was your question? And that person said, my question was, when will you end the class? And as soon as you stopped, my question was answered. So I guess that's why no one has any questions right now. All right. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo nama. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.